everybody. Summer's here, and it's the perfect time for a pool party. So jump on in with the Hardline and get ready for their brand new segment, Hardline Pool Party.
Cannonball!
Living in a world that's full of changes. The latitudes have a wider range, but in the summertime, people want to be cool. That's what I like about the swimming pool.
I think this is my favorite King Buck song that you guys do.
It's not us.
Should be.
Sponsors?
All right, pool party time.
We've never had one.
Yeah, this can't be sold.
How is this not sponsored?
I don't know.
It's a hit.
Are you kidding me?
Especially with the ladies.
Hello? You need to be asking yourself how things are sponsored around here these days. All right, we'll go.
Welcome to the pool party. What I like to refer to as the 550 J.O. session. I drew the straw today. I wanted to tell you boys a little story about something that happened over the weekend that will lead into the main reason why we're here. Now, the modestly known band that I play in, Country Outfit, the King Bucks, was scheduled to perform a gig this past Saturday at the Colony, I believe, for one of their 4th of July parties on the lake. Here's music and fireworks and kids. Well, we show up, and about 10 minutes later, it starts pouring rain.
This is an outdoor gig.
Outdoor gig.
Fireworks and stuff.
They pack up the stage, and we are basically in a holding pattern. And essentially, the gig got canceled due to rain, but we were forced to hang out there for about two and a half hours on standby, waiting just in case if the weather stopped and we could go perform. Now, during that time, I sat in my car with the air conditioner on, the windshield wipers, with my good friend who I'll bring on now. You've heard about him a million times, Mr. Chad. Oh. Let's give it up for Mr. Chad.
Hello. Yes, hello. Yes,
hello. Mr. Chad.
Yes.
Who named him? Did you name him Mr. Chad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Phyllis. This is quite a treat.
It's a pleasure to have you.
So, Mr.
He's a good friend to all of us.
Yes, yes. Mike and Mr. Chad have taken a shining to one another and become very close
in
recent years.
We have.
Yes, yes.
So, we're sitting in my car listening to, and I know it's hard to believe, but there are other radio stations out there. We were listening to the great Soul 73 on the AM dial.
You could pick it up out there?
Yeah, barely. Barely. I think maybe the cloud coverage helped.
Well, that's where I turn for rhythm and blues, jazz, gospel, and news.
Well, Chad and myself, both being big fans of old school 50s, 60s, and early 70s R&B and soul music, we're enjoying listening to a little Soul 73. And this unknown artist pops on that I've never heard before, and it sounded really cool. He's got a great voice. It was a cool hook. And I'm thinking, man, this is some obscure guy that I've never heard of. Who is this? So let's take a quick listen to this. This is what we heard sitting in the car and what got us really excited.
What I decided to do. I hope y'all understand. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Start my life over again. I'm gonna clean up, yes I am, what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Oh, hear me, y'all. I made up my mind. I ain't cheating no more. No more. If I don't stop, she might let me go.
All right.
I like
the idea. Isn't that cool?
I like that.
All right. So we're like, who the hell is this guy? So Chad's got his iPhone, and he whips it out and does the Shazam app, which you put it up next to a speaker and let it play the song play for about 30 seconds, and it will come back and tell you the artist, the name of the song, the album, and give you a full bio of the guy. And if you want to buy the song on iTunes, you just click a little button. So we find out that this guy's name is Marvin Cease. Have any of you ever heard of Marvin Cease? S-E-A-S-E.
No.
I don't believe so.
All right. At this point, Chad decides to look him up on the allmusicguide.com, the great Marvin Cease, who we've just discovered on Soul 73. And here's the bio, and here to read it to you is Mr. Chad.
All
right. And as this guy's lifetime and career unfolds in front of our very eyes.
Like, you were learning this info right then and there?
Yes.
Everything?
Sitting in my car. We have just heard about this guy, never heard him before. We discover his music. Here's his story.
All right. This is what we read, okay, at the moment. So it says, Despite a lack of attention from most print sources and other common avenues of publicity in the blues world, Marvin Cease has turned his smooth, X-rated ladies' man persona into a cottage industry.
Okay.
Complete.
You know, complete with what?
Complete with merchandising in the Deep South.
All right, at this point, this sounds like a pretty innocuous 60s, 70s R&B song. I got to clean up what I messed up. But the whole X-rated persona kind of piqued our interest a little bit.
Yes, for sure.
Continue.
Cease straddles the line between blues and gospel-drenched soul, much like fellow Southern singers Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis. But his often racy lyrics and concert performances, coupled with the advantages of major label distribution, have ensured Cease a strong following, particularly among female fans, enamored of his signature song and breakthrough jukebox hit, the provocative innuendo-laced Candy Liquor.
Let's take a listen to Candy Liquor, and keep in mind the subject matter of this tune, which will foreshadow an entire career departure for young Marvin Cease.
Candy Liquor?
I'm not ashamed no more.
Listen.
I want to do the thing that your love never did before, girl.
Oh, no.
Baby, let me be.
All right, Donovan's got to do this at ticket stop.
Let me lick you up. Let me lick you down. Turn around, baby. Let me lick you all around. Boy, let me lick you, girl. Like you never should. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. I want to lick you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make you feel good.
Got to cut it off here. Listen.
I want to lick you till you...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So at this point, we're like, what in the hell is going on here?
Mm-hmm. These songs are got such a cool groove.
That's
to
the
them.
Thing. They're oh. great tunes. So he went from I'm going to clean up what I messed up to Candy Liquor.
That's right.
And this is where things, I think, kind of clicked for
really
Marvin.
Turned.
Because this is a 10-minute tune that was a huge hit in the South.
Yes, and that what you just heard was just a taste. This song is really quite raunchy.
Yeah.
10 minutes, and it just gets just goes downtown.
I can't
in all
believe you've never heard
yeah,
of this guy.
So to speak.
How have we never heard of this guy?
I don't
guy?
Know.
He's got a great voice.
He's awesome.
It's a funny bit. All mm-hmm. right.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so just a little background on Marvin Cease. He was born in Blackville, South Carolina.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Cease got his start by joining a gospel group in nearby Charleston called the Five Gospel Singers and moved to New York at age 20, where he joined another gospel group called the Gospel Crowns. Preferring R&B, though, Cease put together a backing band called Cease, featuring his three brothers. When this venture failed, Cease began singing to pre-recorded backing tracks at local dances and clubs, self-released several 45s, and eventually scored a regular gig at a Brooklyn night spot called the Casablanca. Gunning for greater success, Cease recorded a self-titled LP in 1986 featuring one of his most popular songs, Ghetto Man. And he began working the Chitlin circuit of ghetto bars, rural juke joints, and blues festivals. While shopping the LP, released on his very own early label, to record stores, C stumbled upon a contact who eventually got him a deal with PolyGram, which re-released the LP on London Mercury in 1987 with the addition of the newly recorded 10-minute track Candy Liquor. Candy Liquor became an underground success on jukeboxes across the South. It was too explicit for radio airplay.
Why the South? I mean, why not the North?
I don't
What's
know.
Wrong with this?
They loved him in the South, though. But he's made a cottage industry living out of this for the last 30 years.
It's true.
Okay, go ahead.
But audiences, especially female ones, flocked to see Cease in concert. Over the next 10 years, Cease recorded a string of albums for London Mercury, including Breakfast. The Real Deal, Show Me What You Got, The Housekeeper, and Do You Need a Liquor? That was a comeback of sorts, I think.
All right.
They sold consistently well, although none have yet matched the performance of Marvin Cease, which hit number 14 on Billboard's R&B chart and number 114 on the pop chart. Several more releases were issued before the 90s came to a close, such as Bitch Get It All.
Who
Coochie Mama. Women would rather be licked.
God!
Which came out in 2001.
Talk about going back to the well.
He's got a good thing going.
This is his twist.
Yes. Just wait.
Yeah, and then he had a live CD and DVD called Live with the Candy Licker in 2005.
So essentially what this guy has done is brought the myth to reality that brothers don't like to do that, don't like to go downtown, but he is the one guy that will, and he'll write songs about it.
He's like a real-life chef from South Park.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's take a listen to another one of his tracks that deals in this very same subject matter. This one's called I Ate You for My Breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's dead serious.
Oh, yeah. Everybody listen. I came home early this morning. I was hungry as I could be. I tried to wake you, babe, to fix me something to eat. You turned and looked at me, babe, but you paid me no mind. I didn't know what to do, girl, so I got in the bed with you. And Nicholas, girl, you looked at me, and I looked at you. Something told me what to do. I ate you for my breakfast. And girl, it was good. You for my breakfast, pretty baby. Let me tell you that it was good. I came on.
All right.
God.
Now. There's one, let's see, is this an album that he had? We've got actually a handout for everyone.
That's right.
That not only did it go from this subject matter of him being the only brother that will take care of a woman in that way, it went to his album artwork. Now, Mike, if you'll do us the honors and explain.
Oh, my God.
Explain what you're looking at right now.
Well, it appears as though one of two things is in play here. He has either been walked in
on... No, that's him in the doorway.
Oh, that's him?
That's Marvin Cease in the doorway.
Yeah, look at the title.
Okay, then he has walked in on someone performing that for which he is known.
On
his woman.
Yes.
Am I interpreting this the right way?
I think you're doing great.
And he does not look pleased.
And there are posters of him in the bedroom.
Yes.
He's pointing at the couple, and they have their hands up in defense.
Like they just got caught.
Like they just got caught. Tell them what the name of the record is, Mike.
It is Marvin Cease, I Got Beat Out.
Someone's stealing his game. That's his thing.
That's his thing.
Oh, my God.
And if it gets out that other people were willing to do this, then he is stable of ladies.
Right. It's going to diminish.
Yes.
It's
pretty awesome. And the sign on the... because there's three Marvin Cease posters that are surrounding this young couple, and one of them is Marvin sitting there with his suit on, and you can see the little insert that says, "Do you need a licker?"
Yes. Speaking of which, let's listen to the title track of Do You Need a Licker?
Can I show you, baby? Please, honey. Come on, let me show you what I have.
Where'd you find these?
Don't worry about it.
I want to lick you over here. Ooh. I want to lick you right here, too. And if you like that, honey, I'll lick you over there, baby. Yes, I will. And I'll look you down there, too. Let me ask you this again. Is there anybody here in the house tonight? You don't have to be ashamed. Is there anybody here in the house tonight? Really need a candy licker tonight.
God.
Oh, yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Yes. This guy's made a career out of it. And this is from... his career started, what, 1987?
86, 87.
Okay, I thought this...
this is not old. This is new, like newer stuff. He's still doing this. And coming through the AM radio speakers on KKDA, I thought for sure this was like 1970.
We got to get him on.
Yeah, we do.
We got to get him on.
And doesn't he look like somebody that might hang out with Wash?
Yeah, totally. Wouldn't surprise me if Wash totally. Knew him.
Yeah.
If he scored the bag of coke for Wash.
He's so old school, brother.
Wow.
Wonder if Ron knows who he is.
I bet you he does. I bet you he's heard of him. I bet you all those guys from the South have heard of this guy.
The next time we have Ron on, we've got to bring up the great Marvin Cease.
Marvin Cease.
Awesome.
That's just the way he licked.
I don't think you know where he is right now.
I think a girl said that to you once, Gordy.
Yeah.
I don't think you know where he is
right now. As he's pointing out, he's like directing. Young lady.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. I love Marvin Cease.
Yes, I knew you guys would. The second we spent like an hour looking this guy up and listening to his music. We're like, we've got to bring this to the air.
Wow.
This is too valuable.
What a great rain delay you guys had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice. It was a great discovery, for sure.
Thanks, Mr. Chad.
Thanks, Chad. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chad.